I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2.
On this day in labor history, the year was 1993. That was the day that President Bill Clinton signed the North American Free Trade Agreement into law. The stated aim of NAFTA was to increase trade between the United States, Mexico, and Canada. It created the largest free trade zone in the world up until that time. President Clinton declared that NAFTA would promote more growth, more equality, better preservation of the environment, and a greater possibility for world peace. Many NAFTA supporters thought that the agreement would create hundreds of thousands of new high-wage U.S. jobs. They also claimed the agreement would raise living standards in the U.S., Mexico, and in Canada. Yet many in the labor movement were deeply skeptical of these claims. Labor organized against the bill, but despite the protests, Congress voted to pass the free trade agreement. In 2014, the 20th anniversary of NAFTA, the AFL-CIO released a report detailing the harmful impact of the trade agreement. It noted some alarming facts, stating, while the overall volume of trade within North America due to NAFTA has increased and corporate profits have skyrocketed, wages have remained stagnant in all three countries. It also found that productivity has increased, but workers' share of these gains has decreased steadily, along with unionization rates. Current data clearly shows the damage caused by NAFTA. Nevertheless, President Obama and many in Congress have pushed for the passage of a similar trade agreement, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. This agreement would simply expand the negative impacts of NAFTA. The TPP would lead to even lower wages and continued job loss. This agreement expands special protections for firms that send U.S. jobs out of the country. It is another in a long list of trade deals that have and will continue to hurt working people.